What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Members, the House will come to order. Strict enforcement has been requested by Representatives Raymond, Moody, Martinez, Canales, Munoz, Cortez, and Longoria. Please vote from your desks and for yourself. Clerk, ring the bell. Have all members registered? Have all members registered? Members, a quorum is not present. The roll has been called and a quorum has not been established. Let me begin by commending the members who did show up. Those who answered the call, honored their oath, and came here ready to work for the people of Texas. Your presence speaks volumes. You understand that the issues before us, disaster recovery, fighting for the families who lost loved ones in the floods, human trafficking, and more, are not abstract policy debates. They are real-world problems demanding immediate solutions. But instead of confronting those challenges, some of our colleagues have fled the state in their duty. They've left the state, abandoned their posts, and turned their backs on the constituents they swore to represent. They've shirked their responsibilities under the direction and pressure of out-of-state politicians and activists who don't know the first thing about what's right for Texas. To be absolutely clear, leaving the state does not stop this House from doing its work. It only delays it. And every day this chamber is unable to act, the cost grows. In response to this dereliction of duty, and pursuant to the rules of the House, I am prepared to recognize a motion to place a call on the House and any other motions necessary to compel the return of absent members. Should such a motion prevail, I will immediately sign the warrants for the civil arrest of the members who have said they will not be here. As Speaker, I will do everything in my power to establish quorum and move this body forward by any and all means available to this office. To those who are absent, return now. Show the courage to face the issues you were elected to solve. Come back and fulfill your duty, because this House will not sit quietly while you obstruct the work of the people. The people of Texas are watching, and so is the nation. And if you choose to continue down this road, you should know there will be consequences. Members, guests in the gallery. Members, the chair recognizes Mr. Guerin for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members. I move a call on the House until consideration of HB 4 on third reading is completed.
Mr. Guerin moves a call in the House until consideration of HB 4 on third reading is completed. The motion has been seconded in writing by more than 15 members. The seconds will be entered into the journal. All those in favor vote aye. All those opposed say nay. Members, actually, this is a record vote. The clerk will ring the bell. Mr. Guerin voting aye. Show the Speaker voting aye. There being 86 ayes and 6 nays, the call is order. Doorkeeper will lock the doors. The chair recognizes Mr. Guerin for another motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. Mr. Speaker, I move that the Sergeant at Arms or officers appointed by her send for all absentees whose attendance is not excused for the purpose of securing and maintaining their attendance under warrant of arrest if necessary, and this order to be continued beyond the adjournment of day's session and until the further order of the House.
Members, you've heard the motion. This is a record vote. Clerk, ring the bell. Mr. Guerin voting aye. Being 85 ayes and 6 nays, the motion prevails. The sergeant-at-arms and any officers appointed by her are directed to send for all absentees whose attendance is not excused for the purposes of securing and maintaining their attendance under warrant of arrest, if necessary, until further order of the House. Members, under the rules, while the House is under a call, any member who wishes to leave the hall must have written permission of the Speaker. The chair is providing written permission to be entered in the journal for each member registered as present on today's roll call to leave the chamber and return tomorrow at 1 p.m. Please return at the appointed time. Mr. Guerin moves that the House stand adjourned until 1 p.m. Tuesday. Is there objection? Chair hears none, and the House stands adjourned.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.